It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello on. Angelo, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome, and good morning to all your listeners and yourself.
Angelo, we have the beverage container deposit being raised to 10 cents. Just tell us, where did this come from?
Well, there's been discussions over the last year or so to assist redemption centers and raise the handling fee. We came back from a two-week break and found this 12-page bill thrown at us. Even the sponsor of the original movements are not happy with this bill. We have no idea how. But what I would like to add is that this bill is 12 pages long. The name of it does not reflect what it really is. They call it the Bigger, Better Bottle Bill. So let's be a little bit practical. The deposit will go from 5 cents to 10 cents a container. On a case of 24, that's $2.40. Handling fee will go up 5 cents times the 24. And then you add the additional cost of internal handling. And the estimate is that this bill will increase the price of a case of 24 bottles over $4.30 a case. Now, that doesn't include the cost of the product. The products that have been added are the products that many of the lower income individuals utilize that were excluded originally for that reason. But the cost increase is going to impact those who least can afford it. Now, let's get into a few more details on this. When you start reading through the bill, there's things that are not explained. So let's go to a condition that there be 25% returnable, refillable containers. All of your bottlers throughout this country, major breweries, major soda pop, they had eliminated that because of the cost factor. Now, let's talk about what is the cost factor. They talk about protecting the ecology, protecting the environment. Well, what happens is this. If you get 25% refillables, the first thing that's going to happen is all of the bottlers are going to have to retool to be able to accommodate. That's going to mean that the cost will be passed on to the consumer. That's not including that $4 and approximately 30 cents. The next thing that happens is most bottlers have specialized individual labeled bottles. When they are returned to a distributor that doesn't have their product, that distributor then has to sort them and then get them to the distributor that handles that particular brand. They then have to be transported back to the bottler. Now, we're talking about energy utilization, abundant utilization. So now when they get back, they have to be sterilized and washed to be refilled. Now, in order to make a bottle susceptible to being able to be utilized many times, they need a thicker glass, which adds weight. So now your highways are going to be inundated with trucks with additional weight, utilizing additional fuel. And for what purpose? It does not make sense. There's been the other side. Well, when you bring the bottle back, you get your 10 cents. Well, you don't get the handling fee back. That'll go to the redemption centers. And it doesn't account for the additional expense included. So the issue becomes one of, do we abandon practicality. Do we abandon the economy for a small minority of individuals that keep pushing an agenda that maybe if we become more responsible citizens, we can accomplish without causing additional expense? So, yes, they're talking about a bigger, better bill, but I encourage all your listeners, read the 12 pages, understand what's in. And you know what's interesting? The unions are opposed. The businesses are opposed. Common cause is opposed. Common people are opposed. They're just afraid that it is too much of a burden to accomplish a sound good, do nothing type of legislation.
Now, you say that there's a bigger bill being written. So the bill as it stands now might probably won't get passed, but some...
No. What I'm saying is that's the title they put on it. So the consumer, the bigger, better bill must be better. But they don't read, okay? And it's not a bigger, better bill. It's a bigger bill. It's a costly bill. And when you drive around, take a look at the roads. Do you remember? Well, most of the listeners are younger. But I remember driving around where people would throw cases of pop bottles, beer bottles, out the window of a car on the roadsides. You don't see that anymore. Our redemption rates are high. People are becoming more responsible. So instead of fiscally hurting individuals and trying to utilize pricing to get them to be better citizens, why don't we just educate? Why don't we push? Why don't we push for personal responsibility for your actions? But this here is not a pro-business, and it is not a pro-consumer bill. There has been numerous majority conferences on this, and irrespective of whether it's jammed down people's throats in the majority, the consensus is it should not go forward. And we should only go with the handling fee to help the redemption centers.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point,
speaking of going forward, the end of the legislative session is almost here, Assemblyman. And what do these last few weeks look like?
Well, what they look like is a slew of one house bills to bolster majority election results. And what I mean by that is in order for a bill to become a law, it has to be identical in both the Senate and the Assembly. And then it has to be gone through its various committees, brought to the floor, and voted on. And then the governor signs if it's passed in both houses. One house bills are bills that have no companion in the Senate if you're on the Assembly side and vice versa, that only sound good, but again, nothing is accomplished. We have one-house bills that have been on the agenda for 10, 12, 15 years. They just keep coming up. They sound good in an election, but they have no chance of passing. And many of these are absolutely ridiculous. They're almost laughable. But let me tell you two other things that your listeners need to worry about. There's a direct interstate and in-state shipping bill. What this would be allow distilleries to ship out of state and for consumers to purchase out of state to have it shipped in state from those states that have recycled. Talk about what's in the bill. You can buy Tennessee is a reciprocal state. It's either Tennessee or Kentucky. Equivalent of 324 bottles per year per person over 21. So if you have a household of four individuals, that's four times 324 bottles of, say, bourbon. Nobody needs that much. Where's this going to go? It's going to go into the black market. Let's take liquor stores. In this new bottle bill we talked about, liquor stores are now included, which would mean that they would have the obligation to redeem liquor bottles and wine bottles. Well, if these are coming from out of state, there's been no deposit paid on them. There's been no handling fee paid on them. Yet these individual liquor stores are going to have to pay these monies out. They may get reimbursed, but once they're reimbursed, whoever up the chain is going to suffer economically, number one. Number two, what do you do on college campuses when you have a fraternity house or a student housing and you've got over 21 individuals? They collect and they buy 10 cases. You get 10 individuals. That's 3,200 bottles. What are they going to do with 3,200 bottles? The lunacy is, there's a bill to lower the alcohol content of your DWI to 0.05%. There's a move on. We've just sort of got a handle on the opiates. Now we're working on alcohol content, lowering the DWI rates, lowering the cost to the consumer. And here they come up with a bill that says, we're going to throw all that to the wind because it sounds good. Yes, we have to protect our small wineries, but they can always already do it. And when I brought up this issue that I'm going to mention in committee, they had no idea what I was talking about. The alcohol content of a bottle of wine is so much less than a bottle of bourbon. Alcohol content of a bottle of wine can be around 18%. Alcohol is 80%. You can drink a bottle of wine, pass out, get sick. You drink a bottle of alcohol, you're going to die. So it just seems that the bills that are coming up are very irresponsible, yet there's a big push on them. The third bill that I want to caution your people is the Packaging Reduction Act. They talk about landfills. They talk about plastics. They've not consulted with the industry to determine what moves are being made. There's a clamshell. Now, a clamshell is that container that you usually see a piece of pie in a store or in a restaurant or a piece of cake. They're starting to make those out of corn, which now make them compostable. The meatpacking industry, they have not gotten to the point where they have an alternative to package your meats. They have not come up with the alternative on what they call flexible packaging. That's when you go into a supermarket and you buy your frozen vegetables, your frozen fruits in the containers in the stores. They're working on it. But wouldn't you think that it would be logical, if you want to accomplish a goal, to talk to the industries to find out where they're at and what they're doing? They just throw these arbitrary deadlines at the industries without consulting. They throw these ridiculous comments, but they have no real internal understanding of what is happening. So you're going to end up in a situation, if they get their way, of, first of all, you may impede interstate commerce because there's out-of-state manufacturers that are going to say, we're not going to do something special for New York. So number one, they're going to restrict. Number two, we are bordered by states without this. They're going to go to Pennsylvania and buy. So it just, New York State is 0.05% of the pollution in the world. China's over 60%. China is building, last year, I believe, 32 coal-fired plants to make the goods that come here to undercut our American economy. Okay? But what happens is they don't care. Those that are pushing these agendas are these young individuals, for the most part, that have no life experience, no understanding, and more importantly, no responsibility for consequences of their actions. And I want to caution all your listeners, sooner or later, you run out of other people's money. And New York State is getting to that point. because of these onerous laws they put in, because of the fact that when it comes to taxes, New York State is 50th out of 50. We are the highest tax state in the nation. The business climate is either 48 or 49. It is near the bottom. So, and our out-migration is incredible. But you know who's leaving? The productive workers, those with the higher incomes. And what are we bringing in? Either those that have no source of income that we have to subsidize. So it's all part of a bigger picture. It's hard to just take one bill and talk about the bill without actually seeing the entire scope of what the direction that our state is going, the entire scope of what is happening, the entire scope of leaving our hardworking citizens, our hardworking members out in the cold. So that is kind of what's happening. We're in a rush. Go on. I'm sorry.
We've got 3 minutes, and I want to know that the packaging bill that has to do with the grocery store packaging, is that something that could be passed before the legislative session's over?
Oh, yes. They're pushing hard. However, the pushback is really and truly incredible. Again, unions, average people, business individuals, industry, those that produce the packaging are pushing on the deadlines are unrealistic, and that there should be more communication with the industries to come up with some realistic goals, some attainable goals. There's a premise in law called impossibility of performance. That is the term that should be used to where they're trying to eliminate all of our gasoline, where they're trying to eliminate packaging. Listen, the focus and the cause is noble, but we need to be able to sit down as intelligent human beings and be able to discuss these issues and not have them jammed down the hardworking taxpayers of the state of New York.
New York Assemblyman Angelo Mornello, thank you as always for joining us this morning.
It is my honor and pleasure, and I thank you very much. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.